Peak painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Everybody, this is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, April 3rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
NRC approves Diablo Canyon operations for another 20 years. Overnight traffic shift for Wellsun Road Improvement Project. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 38 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills than 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Diablo Canyon has been approved to operate for another 20 years. PG&D and the NRC announced yesterday in a press conference that a 20-year operating license will be issued to the power plant. Despite this, PG&D will still need state approval to keep the facility open until 2045. Current state legislature allows operations to extend to 2030. The plant was initially slated to stop operating in 2024 and 2025. The state passed SB 846, however, which allowed extensions for Diablo Canyon's operation. The canyon provides about 8.5% of the state's power and nearly 20% of California's clean energy. PG&D CEO Sumit Singh said that the NRC's approval marks an important milestone for California's energy future. The Boys and Girls Club of Mid-Central Coast has announced they'll be hosting their annual Back a Youth Night April 16th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The event pairs up club members with local community leaders for an evening of fun, food, and mentorship. Mentors and club members will enjoy a catered dinner and spend time paired up in a night of enrichment with a raffle at the end of it. The event will be held in the Tom Moss Clubhouse in Paso Robles. Mentors can go to centralcoastkids.org to sign up or contact Kelly Bricky at kelly.bricky@centralcoastkids.org. Overnight traffic shift for Wellsona Road Safety Improvement Project. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The Boys and Girls Club of the County Public Works Department has announced there'll be overnight lane closures and traffic shifts on the US 101 near Wellsona Road as part of the undercrossing project. The traffic switch will take place Tuesday, April 7th through Thursday, April 9th, 6 p.m. to 7 a.m. each day. One lane in both directions will remain open. The closure is to allow for crews to remove temporary barriers and install permanent delineation. Wellsona Road East and West will remain accessible via detours or right-hand turns for their respective lanes. The project completion date for the underpassing is late April 2026. The Templeton School Board held a special meeting on Tuesday, March 24th. A part of the special meeting was a consideration to swap the campuses for Templeton Middle School and Vineyard Elementary School. The district recently approved the Measure D bond and will use the MOVE bond money and state grants to replace and upgrade aging buildings. A multi-phase transition is likely to take place. The district will share a timeline in the future about the swap and construction on each campus. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Mets 7-2. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Nationals, the Padres will go against the Red Sox, the Angels will face the Mariners, the Athletics will go against the Astros, the Giants will face the Mets. In the NBA yesterday, the Thunder beat the Lakers 139-96, the Spurs over the Clippers 118-99, the Cavaliers beat the Warriors 118-111. Tonight, the Kings will face the Pelicans. In California news, 8 people were arrested yesterday that involved federal officials alleging they were involved in various healthcare fraud schemes in Los Angeles. These schemes totaled to about $50 million. Cases involved illegally billing Medicare patients that were not terminally ill, forging immigration medical documents, and defrauding a union's healthcare plans. Court dates have not been set for those arrested. California gas prices continue to rise as the war with Iran continues, now hitting a state of average of $6 a gallon. The last time gas prices were $6 a gallon, Governor Gavin Newsom began accusing oil companies of price gouging, but investigations found no evidence of such. About 55% of gas prices per gallon in California come from state and federal regulations. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Tascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Wheat acreage reports came in lower than expected in the recent USDA Prospective Plantings report. Crossroads Co-op Regional Manager Brian Irie says the number was surprising, but likely more accurate than previous higher estimates.
I think some of the earlier estimates that were, you know, a million and a half acres higher than that were just off. There was no good reason to plant wheat last fall. When you looked at the economics, it just didn't make sense. I think that they got honed in on that number pretty darn good. I'm surprised that they printed it. I really am.
Wheat stocks landed close to expectations, but the acreage site delivered the real surprise, coming in lower across every category. With a marketing year entering its final quarter, there's little room left for major swings in wheat inventories. Of the 1.3 billion bushels on hand, the vast majority, about three quarters, is held by commercial elevators, leaving farmers with a relatively small share of remaining supply. Acreage, however, is where the story shifts. USDA's all wheat estimate of 43.78 million acres marks one of the smallest totals in modern history. Spring wheat and durum plantings could still adjust, but winter wheat area is expected to shrink further as drought tightens its grip on key regions. With today's Line on Agriculture report, I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network.
Ranchers, mark your calendar for the 5th annual Pitchfork Charlet Bull Sale coming up on Saturday, April 4th, 1 o'clock at Loma Livestock, Loma, Colorado. Selling a select group of high-quality Charlet bulls built for performance and pounds on the ground in tough country, plus registered open heifers and Charlet cross pairs, featuring sons of LT Affinity 6221 and more. Now, bulls qualify for Superior's Progressive Genetics Program. You can view the catalog at pitchforkcharlet.com or bid online at cattleusa.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KBRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California Farm Bureau recognized efforts in the state legislature to honor farm workers' vital role in California agriculture through the designation of Farm Workers Day. Assembly Bill 2186, signed into law last week, renames March 31st as Farm Workers Day, formerly Cesar Chavez Day, to acknowledge the commitment and contributions farm workers make to sustain the state's agricultural production. California is the leading grower of fruits, vegetables, and nuts in the United States, and farm workers are essential to ensuring crops are planted, worked, and harvested on tight timelines. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas said, "Farm workers are at the heart of every harvest, and their contributions deserve recognition on both this special day and year-round as well." Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay, go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. CHP's traffic information page is currently undergoing maintenance. No information on traffic from CHP is currently available. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with low 40s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid 80s, east northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny on Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday through Thursday, cloudy on Friday with a 30% chance of showers. Mid-80s Sunday, upper 70s Monday, low 80s on Tuesday, mid-70s Wednesday, upper 60s on Thursday, 67 a week from today. Currently, it is 39 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Job growth was much stronger than economists predicted last month. As healthcare strikes ended and weather improved, there were 178,000 new jobs created. The unemployment rate declined to 4.3%. However, for January and February combined, job growth has been revised lower by 7,000. The markets are closed today for the Good Friday holiday. Amazon is joining the Postal Service, FedEx, and UPS in adding a fuel surcharge. Effective April 17th, Amazon's third-party sellers will pay the fee. United Airlines is rolling out new options for its premium seating. You'll need to select base, standard, or flexible. Some U.S. and Hawaii flights will be rebranded as United Polaris with lounge access for some ticket holders. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Posolda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside, out to Creston, and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
The Taylor Ranch has a new Bison Harvest Inn, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
The Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. And they've been serving you since 1968. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-577-5238, KPRL. To join us, what we're here for.
If your paycheck depends on the weather and the clock, if your conversation calls for a little more than a coffee pot, if you need to pour your heart out and try to rectify some situation that you're facing, contact
the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Okay, it's Open Mic Friday. Darsha and Kenny this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Have that. And let's see here. Although my horse likes to lick my hands, I'd rather get a lick from the cats. Horse tongues are too big and have way too much saliva. It's a bit messy. Chickens don't lick, they just peck, which can be painful. All right, I never had a chicken, so I wouldn't know. You ever had chickens?
Yes, actually, I did. When I was a kid, we had chickens. We had one. That one, unfortunately, passed, and then we got two more.
Unfortunately passed?
Well, yeah.
What's the longevity of chickens?
Well, it kind of like passed earlier than we were expecting from an accident. I don't exactly remember the circumstances, but yeah.
Okay. All right, so you knew what to do with chickens then.
Well, no, I didn't. I was way too young.
Oh, okay. Did you play with them?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. All right. Well, I've never...
It was kind of fun to chase them around.
I've seen kids do that. That is kind of fun to watch. The chickens, I think they know that the kids aren't going to do harm to them.
At least I hope so.
They kind of figure it out. Or if you get a bunch of them, once in a while you get one who's, shall we say, aggressive. Never had dealing. Well, yes, I did have a dealing with a horse. My cousins up in Vermont, they lived in Burlington on a farm, and my cousin Laura and Henry, and I forget the other cousin's name now because they ended up moving to New Zealand. But anyway, they had horses, and they had one. His name was Pal Joey. I was under 10. And for whatever reason, Laura's, hey, do you want to ride? Yeah, I'll get on a horse. And for some reason, I get on the horse, and everybody left me. Again, I'm probably 7 or 8 years old. And, Laura probably would have been about, 12 or 13. Anyway, what happened was, I'm just, Pal Joey was supposed to be this nice, tame horse. And... He goes down. He's not running. He's walking. And he just decides that he wants to take a nap. And he goes down. And I thought there was something wrong with the horse. So I went running back to the house. I was crying. Because I thought, something happened to the horse. And then, Laura, he just wanted to lay down. He didn't want you on and stuff like that. So fast forward. I moved to Kentucky. And there was this kid. I was a sophomore. He lived on a ranch, and he had some horses. And he says, hey, you want to go out and ride some horses with me this afternoon? I said, sure. That sounds kind of cool. I didn't tell him the story about that, but, I was interested. So, and again, I think I was set up on this one. So we go out to his place, and he brings out these two horses. And one looked like it was 100 years old. So, okay, I'm getting on that horse. And he says, don't worry. And by the way, we weren't using saddles. We didn't have saddles. And so he gets up on his horse, a nice, sturdy, healthy-looking horse, and I get up on this old beat-up thing who probably couldn't even be pull kids around in a wagon. So, you know, I felt pretty safe on this thing. Well, this clown, he takes off like a bat out of you-know-what on his horse, and the horse that I was on that I thought was, you know, old and decrepit and stuff, he goes flying, you know, puts it into fifth gear right away, too, and he's chasing behind him. And again, we're not on a saddle. Well, I fell off. And this guy, I forget his name, he turns around and he's laughing at me. we ended our friendship there that day. And then the last time, this was for a Toys for Tots. We were riding from Tascadero, Paloma Creek. We were going the back way, and we were going to meet at the old loading chute, the old one before, you know, the burned down. And so this, gosh, I should remember his name, because there was a lady that used to write for the fish wrap, the Trib. It wasn't Dorothy. It was her husband was the anchor on KSBY. Anyway, this horse was like 25 years old from Missouri, and I felt pretty safe. And, you know, she helped me out. And, gosh, it's going to bug me not remembering it. Oh, Gretchen Potter. That was her name, Gretchen Potter. Anyway, so we're going through the back way here into to the loading chute in Creston. And, again, it was Toys for Tots thing, and I was kind of like the honorary lead guy. You know, it was a joke, but anyway. We get to this area where there's a cliff, and I don't know why, but this horse decided to go over there, and I couldn't do much to bring him back. And then he gets up on his two hind legs, like, you know, Ohio Silver. I was scared to death because I'm looking over down. I don't know how the fall was. And I remember Gretchen just saying, "Kevin, just let him do what he wants to do." I said, "Maybe he's trying to commit suicide, and I don't want to be on the horse." Anyway, so that was my experiences on horses.
Doesn't sound too pleasant.
Well, again, for those of you with horses and understand them, and I think this is pretty simple, they can tell when there's an idiot on them. It's like, I think it's an insult to them. You dare to put this person on me? This is, you know, again, I'm insulted that you would think that this person should be on my back. So they get a sense, I guess. So you've never had an experience like that with a horse?
No, I think I've only rode one horse in my entire life, and it was one of those things where, you know, they go around in a circle, and they're all, like, tied up to a wheel and stuff. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've been on an elephant.
Me too.
Done that. That was here in town. And there's one thing. This is an animal that I will never go on again in my life because I see them almost, not almost, but a lot of weekends around here. I will never go up in a hot air balloon again in my life. I was scared to death. I don't mind airplane rides, but boy, that hot air balloon just scared me. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Learning a lot about you today, again, still. I wanted to call in because I knew that you were going to play at the Hop for the music trivia. And here I am. I am a Hop. And little did I know in 1957 when that song became popular that many years later I would be a Hop. So that's my husband's and my song. And yeah, so that was kind of cute. I'm still half asleep, would you believe it? Anyway, you know how big Toys for Tots are? You were talking about Toys for Tots.
Mm-hmm.
You know how big it is. Well, my husband's going to kill me because he's not a braggart like I am. His father, Bill Hop, William Hop, started Toys for Tots. And Joan Crawford was a great supporter for that. And, yeah, so he turned it over to the Marine Reserves, and here it is. It's huge.
So if it's we're talking Joan Crawford era, how far are we back? How far back are we going? The 1940s?
Yes. Because actually, there was what was it? An earthquake in Antelope? A snowstorm, and it was the late 40s in Antelope Valley. That's how they originally started, is to give the kids in Antelope Valley Christmas toys. So yeah, early on.
All right. So his. You said your husband's dad.
Right.
Okay. So in Southern California, and that's a long time ago. Now, how long did he stay with it? He stayed with it for the remainder of his life?
No, he turned it over to... he turned it over to the Marine Reserves, and I don't know what year that was. But, yeah, he was always a part of that, though, and really a great organization. I'm very, very proud of that. But my husband would never, you know, tell anybody. So I'm the one with the big mouth in the family. He says I tell everybody everything.
Okay, well, that's pretty interesting on the connection. Now... it wasn't that uncommon back in the day for movie stars to get into a lot of charitable funds, including obviously the war bonds and so forth, which is a lot different than today. But I'm wondering if Joan Crawford was able to use any influence to have Betty Davis help.
Yeah, well, I wonder.
Because you know that they did not like each other.
Right. I know that. I don't think Joan Crawford liked anybody, nor did Betty Davis. I don't know. Who knows? And
I don't know. I've read because I find the spat between two of them somewhat comical but fascinating, because they were, you know, both extremely good actresses, and they ended up working together in whatever happened to Baby Jane.
Right.
And I've never read on how that relationship, you know, the filming worked out, but I've read enough about Betty Davis to where she helped out quite a few young actresses who she, you know, I guess she liked. I don't know about Joan Crawford, and I don't really know what happened with their relationship.
Yeah, I don't know either. Getting back to, I wanted to talk about, I'm changing the subject, I'm sorry. We can get back to that Joan Crawford thing if you want to, but I was going to say in 1957, when At the Hop became popular, I was 19 years old and married. And my last name was not Hop. That was my starter husband is in Cleveland. He's still there. And then I made a lot of mistakes. And then my oldest daughter brought me to Paso to meet my husband. And I became a Hop. So I thought that was pretty cute.
Okay. Well, I find it somewhat comical that you use the term your starter husband.
Yeah, well, that's what he was. Two wonderful daughters. I am so proud of them, and grandkids and great-grandkids and that. But, yeah, so I made a lot of mistakes in between, but I ended up with a good one. Yeah, so, yeah.
Okay.
So the starter husband is still in Cleveland, and, yeah, he just had a birthday and still hanging out, and the girls see him all the time. Our daughters see him all the time. Mm-hmm. So anyway, thanks so much for everything you do. I know you hate when people say that, because you do what you want to do, and you only do the things that you enjoy, but you have no idea how much this radio station and you and Chris and everybody that's been involved with this radio station means to us. We really appreciate all of you. Thank you, and God bless you. Make it a great Friday.
You're welcome. Thanks. All right. That was quick. She gone. All right, let's see here. I got this. Came in through. Where did it come through? I don't know which where it came through. But, all right, so here we go. Because I was talking about the story that Chris had on the fraud and how much money California, at least $180 billion in fraud. That's the cost of fraud to us, the taxpayers. And again, this is across all programs. Workman's comp. Yeah, the unemployment. The numbers are staggering. And this is growing. And again, we get into the accountability issue. But somebody sent me this, and just think about this. And again, as we are heading to our elections and even possibly the slow cog tax and other taxes, that the California population, it grew only 0.4% in the last decade. Now, here is a number based on that 0.4% in the last decade. But before I get to that, we got to go to this. Hi, good morning.
Morning, Kev. Morning, Chris. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Just wanted to call up and put a shout out to the Scouts. They're getting a barbecue for Mother's Day again. I don't think I heard it on the radio, but I thought I'd call in.
Well, you haven't heard. Hold on a second here. Let me defend the radio station. We haven't heard it on the radio because I have received nothing from them.
I didn't say I didn't hear it on the radio. I said I hadn't heard anything from them yet. That's why I wanted. Right. That's why I'm calling you, though.
Okay.
I wasn't blaming you guys, obviously. That's because I'm calling to let you know, actually. I just spoke to a guy yesterday who's in Scouts. He's running the barbecue. But it's the Saturday before Mother's Day, and it's kind of like always. You drive through, you pick it up. To order tickets, well, I'm not at the station no more, so you can't care for me no more. But if you look up, it's info@troop60.com. You should be able to pick up the tickets. I tried to email you a flyer for it. I don't know if you've got it yet or not. I'll try again. I'm driving right now, so I'm almost applied to the terminal over here.
Yeah, the email address is very easy. It's simply kevin@kprl.com.
It's kevin@kprl. No wonder it didn't go through. I'll do it again when I stop.
Okay.
So I'll get you something for the next hour, hopefully.
All right. Be careful, and thank you for calling and letting us know. All right. So back to this. California's population grew only 0.4% in the last decade, according to this. Well, listen to this number. The number of state employees grew 24.5%. Total state spending grew 48%. So we only have a 0.4 in the last decade, but the number of state employees grew by 24.5% and the spending grew 48%. Please tell me how we allow this to happen. Can anybody please explain to me? And as I mentioned last hour, when you go up in front of these elected officials, use numbers that come from the government. These numbers are from the government. They're not made up by somebody such as myself who can't stand government. Throw these numbers and have them explain that to us. And what are they doing? They're asking for more money. They're undisciplined clowns. Undisciplined clowns. And I think it's arrogant because they're not going to say this publicly, but they'll just get more money from you. And they'll concoct these, sad stories of, the puppies and the babies and all this other stuff, they're all going to die and everything, so we need more money. And we need a $30 million trail and a bridge so people can ride their bicycles and take a walk from Templeton to Atascadero. That's brilliant. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. County Public Works has announced there will be overnight lane closures and traffic control shifts on the US 101 near Wosona as part of the undercrossing project.
The traffic switch will take place Tuesday, April 7th through Thursday, April 9th, 6 p.m. to 7 a.m. each day. The Templeton School Board held a special meeting on Tuesday, March 24th. A part of the special meeting was a consideration to swap the campuses for Templeton Middle School and Vineyard Elementary School. The district approved the Measure D bond recently and will use the money in state grants to replace an aging infrastructure as part of the swap. The district will share a timeline of the future about the swap. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Gianna Delosi. The U.S. blowing up Iran's largest bridge.
That obviously, the U.S. says, could be used for military supply routes, but it is a civilian infrastructure target, and that marks a significant step up in this war. President Trump warning more is to come.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Now several countries are joining in efforts to try to reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
President Trump has been warning that foreign countries that heavily rely on the strait need to take the lead against Iranian terror. Well, in London yesterday, 40 countries joined a virtual meeting to discuss the urgent need to diplomatically restore the flow on the Strait of Hormuz. The British foreign minister says Iran has recklessly hijacked the strait.
Fox's Matt Finn reporting from Dubai. Employers added 178,000 jobs last month, more than economists had expected. Unemployment rate sank to 4.3%. America's listening to Fox News.
You're invited to attend the Easter Sunrise Service at Chapel Hill in Chandon, 6 a.m. this Sunday. Come celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ at an ecumenical service that welcomes everyone and includes speakers from multiple denominations. Dress warmly and bring a pocket flashlight. Easter Sunrise Service, this Sunday, 6 a.m. at the beautiful Chapel Hill in Chandon.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Pastor Robles office, 805-369-2000.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right, we'll have a pretty nice day for your Good Friday. Sunshine, upper 70s. Couple of clouds, but mostly clear. Tonight and overnight, lows in the low 40s and clouds and a lot of sunshine. Mid 80s on your Saturday for your Easter Sunday. Enjoy mid 80s. Upper 70s Monday, Tuesday, mid 70s Wednesday. Could get some rain about only a 25% chance in the AM, upper 60s and upper 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 8, up and down. 6:47 a.m., 7:26 p.m. It is 45. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. It's 10 minutes away from 8 at the right choice, KPRL. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the delightful River Oaks community. Let's see here. What do we have? Registration is now open for the Women in Business, the April Mixer. And it is, let's see here. Welcome Amanda Higgins of Full Cup Solutions as a featured speaker for their April Women in Business Luncheon. And I'm looking to see here where this luncheon is going to be. I have, based on this, okay, registration for this event closes April 20th, or when the event sells out. Again, I have this, and I don't see a date on it, but we know it has to be after the 20th. So this is from the PRT Chamber of Commerce for marketing. So the registration is open. I can't tell you that, it's at the Mission San Miguel. Again, I don't have the date or the time. So anyway, good luck with that. Okay, let's see here. It is the, how about this? Grab yours now before they sell out. Tickets are on sale for the Paso Robles Rotary Winemakers Cook-Off. Now here's a date, August 8th. That's a Saturday at the Paso Robles Event Center. 27th year, early bird pricing, and also for the general admission. And they have designated driver tickets as well. Remember, all proceeds from your ticket go directly to scholarships for local high school seniors with over $1 million raised to date. So, there you go. Go to Rotary and Paso Robles Rotary, and you will see that for the Winemakers Cook-Off. They got it in nice and early. All righty, Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch, they got it for you every day. Nice weekend. Enjoy the brunch and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. 8 minutes away from 8 at the right choice. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Remember, mark your calendar, May 19th. There's another date through the 21st to take your valuables to sell. Go to BellaJewel.com for more information about that. Okay, let's see here. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's local celebrities. Oh boy, long list today. We'll lead off with Nick Bowes, Toby Jones, Jason Nickett, Wyatt Smiley, Catherine Ney, Michael Rowland, Michelle Norton, and we have Jerry Vanderpool, William Mills, Kathy Tucker, Pete Leonetti, Cindy Lindquist, and Saturdays we have Jan Petrie, Eric Bunty, Nancy Sosinov, Christina Isaac, Charlene Nations, Cody James, Jared Lanzadel, Terry Scatlin, Debbie Vandergon, Mason Majaic, close enough. Jed Dawson. Looks like we have somebody else. Peter Leonetti is on here again, so he's having two birthdays. Linda Tubb. Raymond Kolak. Julie Dunn. AJ Patel. And Ron and Jillian Lowe. Sunday's local celebrities. Marie Miranda. Aaron Walter. Deborah Gallant. Derek Betancourt, Nina Kalar, Owen Robinson, Frank Reed, April Bruce, Ashley Miller, David Tosh, Daryl Cooper, Aaron Stemper, Kay Kunzler, we have Gary Peterson, then Brian and Alice Cowan, Doug and Jody Moore, and Mike and Joyce Weaver. So those are your birthdays and anniversaries. On my right-hand side, indeed, some people you have heard of, no doubt. Leading off, the Legend of Sleepy Hollow. It's a beautiful place there on the Hudson River, up in Irvington, New York. Washington Irving, 1783, 1859. Boss Swede, the political boss of the Big Apple, 1823, 1878. Time does not become sacred to us until we have lived it. John Burroughs, the author, 1837, 1921. Leslie Howard from Gone with the Wind, 1893. shot down during World War II in 1943. The comedian George Jessel, 1898-1981. Que sera, sera. Doris Day, 1922-2018. Marlon Brando, 1924-2004. Oh, man, this guy, what a songwriter and singer. Yes, indeed. Don Gibson, 1928-2003. Helmut Kohl, Chancellor of Germany, 1930-2017. Jane Goodell, the anthropologist, 1934-2025. One of the greatest football players of all time. Jim Parker, 1934-2005. Who else do we have? Jeff Barry, what a songwriter he was. Man. He was back there the days of the Brill Building, and he was co-wrote Leader of the Pack, Tell Laura I Love Her, Be My Baby, The Ronettes, Do Run to Do Run, Then He Kissed Me. That's a great song by the Crystals, Chapel of Love, and on the list goes. Jeff was born in 1938. Jan Barry of Jan and Dean, 1941-2004. The Young and the Restless, Eric Braden, 1941. Marsha Mason, 1942. Well, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton. Let's see here. He was born in 1942. Another good singer-songwriter, Billy Joe Royal, 1942. He died in 2015. From the band, Richard Manuel, 1943. Tony Orlando, 1944. Bernie Parent, hockey, 1945. Dee Murray, he was a guitarist with Elton John, 1946. He died in 1992. Lyle Alzado, 1949-1992. For Motley Crue, Mick Mars, 1955. Everybody's favorite actor, Alec Baldwin, 1958. Oh, man, nothing like this guy. Eddie Murphy, 1961. And he was good. Jeannie Garth, 1972. Also on the list, we have Jared Allen. He'll be in the Hall of Fame someday, 1982, Football Hall of Fame. Cam Chancellor, man, he was a vicious defensive back, 1988. And Sarah Jeffrey, the actress, she was born in 1996. Where are we in time? Running out. Johnny Brahms, Johann Brahms, the composer. He died in 1897. Jesse James, connections to the area here. He died in 1882, also passing away. Who do we have? Pinky Lee, the children's TV show host, 1993. And who else died on this day? Oh, he was executed. The kidnapping and murder of Charles Lindbergh's 20-month-year-old son, Bruno Hauptmann. He was executed in 1936. All right. Going to the top of the list today, a little bit of a switch here. Many honors over the years. In college, when he played for Ohio State, he was the Outland Trophy. They won a national championship. He was an All-American. He was a first-round pick by the Baltimore Colts, and he went on to have – he was considered one of the greatest pure run pass blockers who ever played the game. Now, I know this was going back to 1999, but just think about this for an offensive lineman. He was named 24 on the list of the greatest football players in the NFL of all time. That's how good Jim Parker was. And Johnny Unitas appreciated him. He was nothing but gold, a two-time NFL champion, eight-time Pro Bowler, 50s All-Decade Team, 75th Anniversary All-Time Team, 100th Anniversary All-Time Team. Everything he did on the football, he did it the right way. The one and only Jim Parker goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Boys and Girls Club of Mid-Central Coast has announced they'll be hosting its annual Back of Youth Night, April 16th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The event pairs up club members with local community leaders for an evening of FUD, fun, food, and mentorship. The event will be held at the Tom Moss Clubhouse. County Public Works has announced there'll be overnight lane closures and traffic shifts on the 101 near Wilsona as part of the Undercrossing Project. The traffic switch will take place Tuesday, April 7th through Thursday, April 9th, 6 p.m. to 7 a.m. each day. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
At one time, he had a streak of 139 consecutive games played. And by the way, in his first year of eligibility into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 73, he made it. And He was the first offensive lineman so inducted. Jim Parker. He passed away at the age of 71 in 2005. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.